This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Sometimes it's hard to tell whether county board candidates are Democrats or Republicans, especially on the issue of economic development incentives.
And so the only way for us to expand our resources as a county is to expand and improve our economic situation overall.
Election 2020 coverage continues with the candidates from McLean County Board District 8. And a news update on the way. This is Sound Ideas on WGLT.
Support for the Sound Ideas podcast comes from WGLT listeners. Join the community of informed news consumers who listen to WGLT and also support it financially. Learn more about how you can support WGLT's nonprofit public service mission at WGLT.org.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Let's run down some of the day's top stories. Illinois State University President Larry Dietz, in his State of the University address, paints a picture of an institution that's doing mostly well despite challenges posed by COVID-19. Dietz also rebuts the suggestion ISU has fared worse than other universities.
The truth is, many state universities don't test nearly as much as Illinois State does. And they don't transparently report positive cases as does ISU. Other universities test so often that their positivity rates skew lower through simple division.
More than 6% of ISU students have tested positive, a higher percentage than many other schools. The University of Iowa, Iowa State, and Mizzou all have a comparable number of total cases as Illinois State, but they're much larger schools. An 18th McLean County resident has died after contracting COVID-19. The McLean County Health Department says the man was in his 70s and had underlying health conditions. Illinois State University reported 10 new student cases today. ISU's testing positivity rate over the past week is just under 14%. Countywide, 35 new cases were reported. There are now 7 people hospitalized, including 2 in intensive care. The county's testing positivity rate rose to just above 10%. Heartland Community College says Board of Trustees Chair Greg Chadwick has died. Chadwick died of heart failure after months of treatment. He was also Chief Operating Officer at Mark First in Normal, an agency that serves children with developmental disabilities. Chadwick served on the Heartland Board for 18 years, including 11 as chair. He was 57. Chadwick had recently been appointed president of the Illinois Community College Trustees Association. Residents in the town of Normal are below the state average for responding to the census. The deadline is weeks away. Mayor Chris Koos says the pandemic has made it harder. Many college students who would be in Normal are back at home taking classes online.
It's a cruel irony that an undertaking so important as the 2020 census is straddled with COVID-19 and the challenges that we face on a daily basis to do an accurate census count.
College towns typically have lower response rates to the census. Normal's self-response rate is 66%. The state average is 70%. Bloomington and McLean counties' self-response rates are above the state average. Proceedings have begun in the Illinois House of Representatives to investigate Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan. Republicans took the rare move to convene the special committee, even though the speaker does not face criminal charges. House GOP leader Jim Durkin read aloud what they're investigating.
Representative Madigan engaged in conduct which is unbecoming to a legislator or which constitutes a breach of public trust, as detailed in the admissions by Commonwealth Edison and the deferred prosecution agreement.
Commonwealth Edison recently admitted to bribery for hiring and contracting with Madigan Associates to curry favor with the speaker. Madigan dismisses the Republican hearings as political theater. Lawmakers ended the first hearing with the agreement they'll contact federal prosecutors to make sure they don't interfere with the ongoing ComEd criminal investigation. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM WGLT and WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Welcome to WGLT Election 2020 coverage. Throughout the campaign season, we are conducting interviews and forums with candidates in different races. Today, we talk with Republican Jordan Baker and Democrat Leah Klein, who are running for McLean County Board in District 8, which includes downtown and West Bloomington. Videos of these interviews will be available online as well. Both candidates will have time for a brief opening statement and equal time to answer questions. Let's start with Republican Jordan Baker, who won the coin toss to go first with his opening statement.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Jordan Baker. I'm a recent graduate from Illinois Wesleyan, and I am running for McLean County Board here in District 8. First off, I want to thank Brian and the whole GLT staff for helping put these on. In these crazy times, I'm doing this from home, so I really appreciate you all doing everything you can to accommodate. And of course, thank you to my opponent as well. As we watch the national races and presidential race unfold, it's easy for these local elections to sometimes go underreported. However, local officials are the most direct link we have between the people and elected government. Sadly, as I meet with my neighbors and talk to them, that direct link is broken. The first question I always ask people is, do you know who your local representatives are? Out of everyone I've asked so far, I've only gotten 5 people who've told me they know who their local representatives are, and only 2 of them have talked to them recently at all. This is unacceptable and something that has to be changed. We need more responsive leadership, and that is what I will do. If elected as your next county board member, I will conduct monthly town halls in each of my 8 precincts to make sure I continue to represent your best interests. It is important to give ample opportunity for residents to voice their concerns and ideas and for leaders to listen to them, and I will do that. Before we begin, I want to make this clear. Neither myself nor my opponent has ever been elected to elected office before. When you vote for one of us, you're going to be taking a leap of faith. And today, I hope to demonstrate why you should put that faith in me, Jordan Baker, Republican, for County Board, District 8.
Democrat Leah Klein, your opening statement.
Thank you, Ryan and GLT, for giving me this opportunity. And thank you to the listeners for tuning in. When I moved to Bloomington in 2012 to take a teaching job here at ISU, I was immediately made to feel at home in this community. Since then, I have tried to give back to my new home. I joined Miller Park Neighbors Group shortly after buying my house on the west side. We did neighborhood watch, trash pickups, and spring picnics. I volunteered with the newly formed West Bloomington Revitalization Project. By 2016, I was volunteering as an election judge with the Bloomington Election Commission and was selected to be the polling coordinator for my home precinct, Miller Park Pavilion. I was also appointed to the City of Bloomington's Historic Preservation Commission in 2016, a commission that I now chair. In the 8 happy years I have lived in Bloomington, I have sought more and more ways to get involved and serve this community. Now, I am running for county board because I believe that I have gained the experience and knowledge necessary to serve in that role effectively. As an administrative oversight body, the county board oversees the professional staff of the county, aiding them in their work and ensuring that all aspects of county government stand up to the necessary scrutiny of a public body. To this role, I bring a dedication to good governance through transparency, fair scrutiny, and collaboration. My training in academia has taught me how to read closely, to work constructively and creatively towards a solution, and to never give up on a problem, because behind every problem is a person who needs your help. These days especially, our community needs effective leaders in county government who can help see us through this health and economic crisis. I hope that you will give me this opportunity to serve our community as a county board member representing District 8. Thank you.
Okay, the first question is going to be going to Democrat Leah Klein. Leah, what are your expectations for the McLean County Health Department in 2021 as they relate to the pandemic? What would you do as a county board member to help the department to meet those expectations?
Right. Thank you. It's important to note that the county board has sort of limited control over the county health department. The county health department has its own board that meets regularly to oversee its day-to-day operations. The county board is, however, able to approve and control parts of the budget for the McLean County Health Department. So they do play a pivotal role in its budgetary process, but they do not play a day-to-day governing role. And just as a point of information, that 2021 budgetary process will be complete before any of the new board members are seated. So that is not something that I would have direct control over. However, I do, of course, as a citizen of this community and someone who's concerned about COVID-19, have expectations of the county health department. The health department, in terms of District 8, helps to provide oversight services for our small businesses that deal with food and beverage in the downtown area, and, of course, to maintain the health records for large corporations that are on the far west side of our district. But in terms of COVID-19 and its process, the testing facilities, the testing capacity that has been run through the county board, of course, with IDPH funding, has been ever increasing, and I would hope to see that the county board could not only expand their contact tracing capacity incrementally as we go forward, but also play a pivotal role in any vaccine deployment that might come our way, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Jordan Baker, your turn.
Yeah, I would like to echo a lot of what Leah just said. I mean, I think we're all concerned about COVID. We're all trying to help out as best as we can. As we tape this on August 31st, I'm not exactly sure when everything is going to be coming out, but the numbers may look very different when this comes out. I know as of right now, we hit double digits in our percent positivity rate. I know that we are looking at IWU and ISU students trying to help tamp down those numbers there as well. And I look forward, as someone who will be on the county board, listening to people on the health department in any way I can help them. This is a fast-changing environment. And like I said, we don't know what's going to happen 2 weeks from now, or 2 months from now, or 2 years from now. And so it's hard for me to give specific recommendations, but specifically listening to the people on the health department, on the health board, to find the best way to move forward, to protect students, to protect our community, and keep everyone safe.
This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. You're listening to an interview and forum with the candidates for McLean County Board in District 8. How would you evaluate whether to support offering economic incentives, such as tax breaks, to businesses to get them to expand or locate into McLean County?
That's a great question. Something that's been a pillar of my campaign is the economic side of things. When we're looking at new businesses that are wanting to either locate here or people who want to start a business here, I think it's very important to look at who is starting that. If it's an entrepreneur or a local business, I'm much more apt to give them tax incentives or help with TIFs to give them the boost that they may need. We've seen a lot of restaurants and chain businesses also receiving funds, and that's something that I would not prioritize. I want to prioritize our first-time entrepreneurs and local business owners first. Along with that is a program that I would like to develop for our low-income people, not just living here in District 8, but in the county, is to create essentially an entrepreneurship competitive grant for people who are first-time entrepreneurs who don't have the capital that they need to start their business, but have a great idea. They have a lot of strength and willpower, and they want to start a business here locally. I would like to give them that opportunity by giving them a little capital boost to start their business here locally.
All right, Democrat Leah Klein, your turn on the question of when to offer economic incentives and how you would go about making that decision.
So, thank you. One of the issues that we have in McLean County is that we have
maxed out essentially on our tax for homeowners and for residents. And so the only way for us to expand our resources as a county is to expand and improve our economic situation overall, right? So in very general sense, incentivizing new businesses, whether those be locally owned or coming in from other parts of the state or our region, is extremely important, right? Now, when it comes down to discussing TIFs and other things, I'm an advocate for public education, and I'm an advocate for so many of the resources that benefit from the tax that is levied on some of these businesses. So it's not always my first priority to give them breaks. I want everyone to pay their fair share into the resources that we all use, our students use, our children use, the roads that we drive over in the county. I'm not usually the first person to give up on those sorts of issues. However, we have an incredibly rich economic base here in our community in the form of our graduating students, right? Jordan is an example of that. We graduate quite a number of students from ISU and Wesleyan every year, who many of whom love this community and want to stay in this community and are highly educated and capable workers. So we have a really rich base of workers here in this community that we need to market better, providing both those businesses, a workforce, and our graduating students a place and a capacity to stay here and earn a good living.
The county plays an important role in administering elections. What would you do as a county board member to ensure the integrity of elections and that there are even fewer barriers to voting?
Thank you. So as I said in my opening statement, I have been involved in local elections since 2016. I started in that process of being just a normal election judge with the Bloomington Election Commission, and then was elevated to the polling coordinator for my home precinct for, I think I was there, six different elections. And so I have sort of a firsthand experience with how the actual mechanical process of voting goes and how that can be supported best. Now, the county board does not control, obviously, what happens with the Bloomington Election Commission. And likewise, the county clerk, Kathy Michael, has fairly free rein in her department. Again, the county board helps to set the budget, but she is able to fully and absolutely control her part of the county offices. So it's a little bit of a barrier there. But as a board member and as a citizen, as I do now, is advocate as much as I possibly can for maintaining fair and free access to the polls. And by that, I mean, I know in the last year or two, there have been several attempts by the clerk to move some of the polling locations, some of them because the polling locations where they were before no longer wanted to host voting. Other times it was sort of a management of resources. But we need to make sure that when polls are moved, when materials are made less accessible, that we compensate for that, that we find a way to make it as accessible as possible. In the incoming election, that means making sure that everyone has the information that they need for mail-in voting and that they have access, free access to and information about all the different polling locations that are open around the county.
Jordan Baker, your turn at the question of what you would do as a county board member to ensure the integrity of elections and that there are even fewer barriers to voting.
Yeah, I think Leah hit it right at the very end, actually, is the information aspect. That's very critical when we're talking about how polarized elections have become, and especially with the mail process with voting, is that we need to make sure that as either an elected official or someone who is running as one, that we are putting out accurate information and we're not trying to sow any confusion. Or trying to lay blame on people who are not deserving of it. In terms of reducing the barriers to vote, we see this early voting, we see mail voting, and it just goes back to explaining to people all the different ways that they can vote, either in person day of, early voting, or mail voting. If we continue to do that and we are listening to our constituents and helping them out and figuring out where their polling places or how to mail in their ballot, where they can go to vote early. Before my time is up, I just want to actually mention this again, is that September 24th is really the first day of Election Day. That is when early voting starts here in Illinois and in McLean County. You can go vote at the Grossinger Arena or the Coliseum, whatever you call it, starting September 24th. That's also when people will send out when the county clerk and when the BEC will be sending out their mail-in ballots to people. So that's when voting starts, essentially. And that's sort of how I'm going about it, is telling people all the ways that they can vote, and helping guide them and answering their questions as best as I can, or directing them to the to a specific group or department for further assistance.
All right, this next question will go to Jordan Baker first. The county board is a little bit unusual among local governments in that it's partisan, with political parties attached to members' names. Why are you a Republican?
You know, I think at the local level, my first duty is to be as responsive and as a representative as possible. Why I'm a Republican is more national level. But there are also things that I hope to take to the local level in terms of fiscal responsibility and government efficiency. Those are the two key things that I find, not to say that Democrats aren't fiscally responsible or wanting an efficient government. I just think Republicans, are more proactively searching for that, searching for those, options, and really marketing themselves around that. And that's sort of where I come from, and that's what I plan to bring to the county board. But like I said before, you know, at the local level, what we need are officials who are responsive to the needs of people, and that means listening to them first. When we have citizens who don't know who their local representatives are and whose elected officials only come around knocking on their door when they need their vote and nothing else, we've got unresponsive leadership. And that's why, that's part of the reason why I'm running. That's part of the reason why I put that at the front, is when we have unresponsive leadership, you need someone who's going to bring that trust back. And, you know, I don't think that's partisan in nature, but that's something that I will do.
And Leah Klein, a similar but slightly different worded question for you. Why are you a Democrat?
Yeah, you know, this is it's being a Democrat is really deeply rooted in who I am as a person. You know, my parents met at a rally in Berkeley, California in 1970. So I've been a Democrat my whole life. I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana, as a rare bird. And I was raised with certain ethics. And those ethics are that I put people over profits, right? Education over mysticism. And I believe that government is there to help support the community, right? It's not there necessarily to support businesses, although that's an incredibly important part of what we do in government generally. But I believe that people matter, and their feelings and their concerns matter. And Jordan, and you are correct that this is a hyper-partisan, a hyper-polarized time that we find ourselves in. And I think it's wrong to say that that's a new thing. I'm a historian by training, and I can tell you it's certainly not a new idea. But I am a Democrat because I believe in those very simple liberal values. And I think as someone who is a community member, I find that there needs to be more an attention on the lower income, non-white parts of our community. And we need to pay attention to the areas of our community that are not receiving a whole lot of attention. And sometimes we have to make some sacrifices in terms of financial benefit, if that means that we can help more people. And so I don't know if that's a short philosophical answer. I could give you a longer one, but in 90 seconds, that's about it.
Jordan Baker, you are up first for your 1 minute closing statement.
Well, I hope in this short time span, you've gotten to know me and the policies that I want to represent. Wanting to be more responsive to people at a time when government trust is low, trying to give low income people that extra boost to start their business, trying to make sure our government runs more efficiently, and trying to support community reforms to help people feel safe. I hope that you will join me and vote for me, whether it's on September 24th at the Coliseum, whether it's voting by mail or voting in person on Election Day. You can visit my Facebook page at Jordan Baker from McLean County Board, or you can type in the URL facebook.com/BakerCB8. You can also email me if you have any questions, bakercb08@gmail.com. I respond very quickly because that's how I believe government leaders should act. Yeah, that's about it. Vote, vote. You know, this is an important election, and we need everyone voting, whether it's by mail, in person early, or in person on election day. My name is Jordan Baker. I'm the Republican running for McLean County Board District 8, and I hope to have your vote. Thank you.
Democrat Leah Klein, your one-minute closing statement, please.
All right. Thank you again, Ryan and GLT, for hosting this discussion. And thank you for the listeners for tuning in and for playing an active role in this election. When I entered this race back in October 2019, the world looked very different than it does today. The twin health and economic crises wrought by COVID-19 have added a new importance on active, responsive local leadership. I'm ready to step into that role and to serve the unique needs of District 8. You can find my campaign on Facebook and on Instagram, or you can email me. I respond quickly. Leah4, that's the number 4, McLean County Board@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, to talking with you about the concerns you have for our community. And in the meantime, I hope you all stay safe and healthy.
Thanks to Democrat Leah Klein and Republican Jordan Baker. You've been listening to WGLT Election 2020 coverage of the race for McLean County Board District 8, which includes downtown and West Bloomington. Hear all of our election coverage at WGLT.org or online on WGLT's YouTube channel. I'm Ryan Denham.
Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal, made possible with listener contributions at WGLT.org. Our website is also where you can find Sound Ideas interviews and stories. You can subscribe to Sound Ideas on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or NPR One. This is WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media.